Supplemental Security Income SSI in Vermont 2026. Publication number 05-11128, January 2026. Produced and published at U.S. taxpayer expense. Introduction. What is SSI? Supplemental Security Income SSI is a federal program that provides monthly payments to people who have limited income and resources. SSI is for people who are 65 or older, as well as people of any age, including children who are blind or have disabilities. To be eligible for SSI, you must also have little or no income and few resources. The value of the things you own must be less than $2,000 if you are single or less than $3,000 for married couples living together. We don't count the value of your home if you live in it, and usually we don't count the value of your car. We may not count the value of certain other resources, such as a burial plot. To get SSI, you must apply for any other government benefits for which you may be eligible. You must live in the United States or the Northern Mariana Islands to receive SSI. If you're not a U.S. citizen, but you legally live in the U.S., you may still be able to get SSI. For more information, read Supplemental Security Income SSI for Non-Citizens, publication number 05-11051. The state of Vermont adds money to the federal payment. The payment you get at the beginning of each month includes both the federal SSI payment and your supplement from Vermont. Medical assistance. If you get SSI, you usually can get medical assistance Medicaid automatically. If you have questions about Medicaid, contact your local Human Services office. Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP. If you get SSI, you may be able to get help through SNAP, formerly known as food stamps. SNAP can help you buy more food without spending more money. We don't decide if you qualify for SNAP. If everyone in your household is applying for or receiving SSI, you can apply for SNAP at a Social Security office. If not, apply with your local Human Services office. Other social services. People who are eligible for SSI may be eligible for other resources and services provided by their local Human Services office, including support for older adults, child and family services, employment programs and job training, housing programs and resources, information and referrals. For more information, contact your local Human Services office. Monthly SSI payment amounts. The table on the back lists combined federal and state payment amounts. Not all SSI recipients get the maximum amount. Your payment may be lower if you have other income. Category: Independent Living Status. Person: 2026 total monthly payments, $1,049.68. Couple: $1,596.80. Living in someone else's household. Person: 2026 total monthly payments, $704.72. Couple: $1,045.69. Living in an assistive community care center. Person: 2026 total monthly payments, $1,045.77. Couple: $1,594.54. Living in a licensed community care home. Person: 2026 total monthly payments, $1,233.62. Couple: $2,092.40. Living in a custodial family home. Person: 2026 total monthly payments, $1,099.60. Couple: $1,847.12. Living in a Medicaid facility. Person: 2026 total monthly payments, $79.93. Couple: $159.85. Contacting us. The most convenient way to do business with us is to visit www.ssa.gov to get information and use our online services. There are several things you can do online. Apply for benefits. Start or complete your request for an original or replacement Social Security card. Get useful information, find publications, and get answers to frequently asked questions. When you open a personal My Social Security account, you have more capabilities. You can review your Social Security statement, verify your earnings, and get estimates of future benefits. You can also print a benefit verification letter, change your direct deposit information, Social Security beneficiaries only, and get a replacement SSA-1099/1042S. If you live outside the United States, visit www.ssa.gov/foreign to access our online services. If you don't have access to the internet, we offer many automated services by phone, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, so you may not need to speak with a representative. If you need to speak with someone, or if you need to make an appointment to come into an office, call us toll-free at 1-800-772-1213 or at our TTY number 1-800-325-0778 if you're deaf or hard of hearing. A member of our staff can answer your call from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. We provide free interpreter services upon request. For quicker access to a representative, try calling early in the day between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. local time or later in the day. We are less busy later in the week, Wednesday to Friday, and later in the month.